Ready for another quality podcast?
Okay, here we go.
All thanks to Endeavour Homes, builders of quality. And for premium inclusions you can afford, search the Foundation Series by Endeavour Homes. This is the Pete and Kimber Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
Still waiting here for this surprise guest that you're going to hear on the show tomorrow.
It's a long time for me to be sitting in a blindfold.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you guys should have prepared this better. You're like, put this blindfold on because something special is about to happen, and then it's been 30 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
30 minutes. I've got, like, a ski goggle mark around my face.
Yeah, and look, in all honesty, we expected this person here at 9, just after we finished the show, and it's 9:27.
I mean, to be honest, I'll wait all day for Robert Downey Jr.
Good.
If it's Robert Downey, I'll wait. I really will.
I'm glad.
You said it's a big star.
A big star. This is big, mate. It's big.
Nah, now you're getting stupid.
No. How do I say it's a big star? Like, how do I say it other than the fact that it's big? Like,
okay.
That's it. That's all I can say.
Okay. Well, I'll stay patient.
If you came over here for Jordan Anthony, the 19-year-old Perth bloke who's a good friend of ours that we spoke to send him off with his golden ticket to the American Idol Top 20, who's now made the Top 14, you won't find him in this podcast. We've kept that on a separate Pete and Kimber podcast, so you can go and have a listen to that when you're ready.
But you should stay for this stuff first.
Mm, this is good stuff.
Because it's good, right? We've got Ben Cousins on the show.
Oh, Ben's Day Wednesday today.
Ben's Day Wednesday, lots of stuff about him. And we play yay or nay, and we've discovered that my brain doesn't work with, I think we call them double negatives.
Yeah, but in fairness, I thought I was always good with them, but this one in particular even had me knocked off me perch. I was confused.
We didn't get it, did we?
I mean, speaking of not getting it, the what did you find out about your family phoner that we did this morning as well? We spent most of that just trying to work through an equation. Like,
did we have a particularly daft day today?
Maybe. I don't know.
Were we maybe not firing on all cylinders?
Maybe. I don't know. There were a couple of things that I think we did nail.
One chat that we did nail was the HBF Run for a Reason chat, because May 19 on the Sunday is that run. We'd love you to join us. But we spoke to Kate from the Hunter's Hero Foundation. She made that foundation. She created it after the loss of her son, Hunter.
Mm.
And there's going to be a whole bunch of them running on the day, and they're running in his memory.
Yeah.
And, you know, what a great group of people they are.
And the Coachella food prices. We just went through some of the incredible amounts of money people are paying while they've already paid flights, accommodation, $1,000 to get their weekend at Coachella.
What is a $64 burrito in American dollars between friends?
Yeah,
You're right.
Easy.
You know?
You're fine.
Love it.
It's all good. We check in with our good mate, Ben Cousins. Good morning to you. Live from Melbourne, mate. How are you?
Very good, guys. How are we?
We're good. Ben, you've been jet-setting to Sydney back and forth for Dancing with the Stars, but today in Melbourne, because another TV debut.
Yeah, I do like any excuse to get back to Melbourne. I do... missed the place. I loved living here when I was playing for Richmond. So lots of good friends over here. So it's nice to be in the big smoke.
Now, you're on the telly for the front bar tonight. Are you going to be that person who's, is it behind there? They've got obviously the three of them set up behind their little bar. And then there's a bar with drinks and stuff behind it. And a pint's usually sitting there as well. That's that where you'll be? They'll be crossing to you occasionally?
Well, as far as I know, yes.
That's really exciting. Are you looking forward to it?
I am. I think it's a pretty entertaining show. I actually came over for the AFL Grand Final. It was 2 years ago when Geelong played Sydney, and me and my sister were sitting right in front of Mick and all the boys from the front bar. So it was a very one-sided game, but it was a very entertaining match. The heckling and the humour that obviously just comes natural for those guys, it was a very funny day.
Oh, mate, I'm really looking forward to seeing you on the show tonight, because we're going to be seeing footage of your highlights. You're going to be telling stories they're going to be asking you about. But in particular, I'm sure that they're going to bring up the Hall of Fame conversation, because your name has popped up again in the last couple of days about Ben Cousins. Is it time to get him into the Hall of Fame? Do you think it's your turn for the Hall of Fame?
Listen, it's, you know, that's not a decision. You know, it's not a decision for me to make.
Come on, don't dance around. I know you're dancing you with know, stars.
We'll see what happens down the track. You know, that's probably all I can say on that. It was great to see Jason Dunstall get, you know, named in the legend status because, you know, he is one. I grew up, you know, in awe of what he could do. So that's pretty cool. But, you know, it's not something I've spent much time, you know, thinking or worrying about,
well,
really.
There's 274 people currently in the AFL Hall of Fame. And they say the committee considers candidates on the basis of record, ability, integrity, sportsmanship and character. So, you know, there's a space there for you, bud.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. All right. Now, the last time we caught up with you, Benny, we were talking about Ben Cousins merch. And remember, so in case you hadn't heard this, we'd found a Ben Cousins limited edition Coke bottle that was on Marketplace for $50. Take a listen. Someone's trying to flog a 250ml limited edition Ben Cousins Coke bottle, $50 or near offer, pick up Medina.
Ah.
So it's like you embossed on the bottle.
Yeah.
I remember that from back in the day.
Michelle, I'll give you $10 for the Ben Cousins Coca-Cola bottle.
I reckon 2 movie passes and a good merch pack and you got a deal.
What if Ben Cousins asked you for it?
I'd still want 2 movie tickets and a merch pack and Ben could have it.
Have you got 2 movie tickets and a merch pack?
Yeah, have you got any without Ben Cousins on it?
So we now have the bottle right here with us, Ben.
We do. Yeah.
It's made it to the station. Do you yourself have any Ben Cousins merch?
Well, you know, I still have bits and pieces lying around. I think I wouldn't be surprised if I've got a Coke bottle somewhere at my parents' place, you know, in storage or somewhere. From memory, I reckon I've still got one.
Because, I mean, what sort of merch did they make? There would have been Ben Cousins merch of all sorts of stuff, right?
Bits and pieces over the years. I'm sure there's little bits lying around, but yeah.
Mate, there's little bits lying around. Like, I'll walk into the Fremantle Dockers store, the team store, for example, at the moment, and I see bobbleheads, and I see coasters, and I see bottle openers, and I see keychains and wristbands, and, like, there's all sorts of merch that's out there. Have you got any Ben Cousins merch? Are there the fans out there that are listening that have got, you know, the replica Brownlow medal with the picture and the Premiership Hall and all of that sort of stuff sitting on your wall? But even any just crazy left of centre Ben Cousins merch as well. What did you find?
That'll be funny.
Hey, Christy, what Ben Cousins merch have you got?
Oh, I've got, you know, those old school badges that they used to use those machines and press things into? So I've got about 3 or 4 with his lovely head on them, and I used to wear them with pride to every Eagles game.
Oh, we love you.
Oh, that's cute. Little badges.
Oh, so we got badges. Sarah in Rockingham, good morning. What Ben Cousins of merch have you got?
Well, I was a big Benny fan when he first started, so I had, I don't want to call it a shrine, but there was a lot of newspaper clippings.
It was a shrine.
Yeah, so I guess it was a shrine, and I had it on the wall, but I also had a VHS tape, and whenever he was going to be on the news, or he was on Basil's Footy Show, or the Western Front, or any of those shows, I would run and record it, and if I couldn't do it, I'd get my mum to do it. So the whole family was in on the Ben Cousins VHS montage.
Wow. Ben, did your grandma even gather that much stuff together?
Oh, not that I was aware of. No. Yeah, that's funny.
That is amazing. How does it make you feel hearing these stories like this far down the track past your career?
Wow, quite surreal, really. Yeah.
Hey, Beck in Highgate. Good morning to you, Beck. Ben Cousins merch, what have you got?
Hello there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Back in the day, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Live Clothing, which was
Beck, I don't mean to interrupt, but Pete, you used to work at Live Clothing, and whenever we mention Live Clothing, we have to play this.
Yes, I did used to work at Live Clothing.
I can't hear anything in here.
Would you like to buy some jeans?
Are these jeans too tight, you reckon?
Yes, they are, but that's what's great about them. That'll be $275, thank you.
So, Beck, you worked at Live Clothing.
Literally iconic. Anyways, I was about 10 years old when I met Ben, and he gave me a poster, which he was modelling for Live Clothing, topless, wearing a very trendy pair of jeans.
Oh,
and it said on it, no. Dear Beck, keep smiling, love Ben. And there were a couple of kisses on there too.
Wow. So looking back, would you say they are a trendy pair of jeans?
Well, they were in those days. I was 10 years old, so questionable choices. Were they nobodies?
Those were the jeans. It was
nobody
jeans.
Nobody even existed then, did they?
No, I don't know. I remember selling them. I remember selling them at Carousel.
Right. Oh, well, yeah,
I remember the poster.
Honest,
that was embarrassing.
Do you remember the poster, Ben?
Well, I think I do. I think so.
Were you shirtless?
Was I shirtless or did I have a shirt on but unbuttoned, maybe?
Beck, was he wearing
a
shirt?
That's the one I'm thinking of.
No, there was no shirt.
No shirt.
It's
not the one I'm thinking of.
Right,
Benny,
okay.
You'd probably get away with being able to do a shirtless photo these days, wouldn't
you? Not sure.
You still look fit.
Mate, you look amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Would you do it? Sure. Would you do it?
Not if I didn't have to.
Well, you have to.
What if it was politely requested by your friends Pete and Kimber?
Oh,
would you recreate
really?
The photo? Yeah, legit.
Okay.
Recreate it. So not only are we going to touch on some of those forgettable moments that I've had in my life, now you want me to relive them, reenact them.
See,
it's definitely not my birthday today.
Benny, last year, Pete self-proclaimed that he was the hottest dad at his kid's school. And we did a photo shoot, a hot dad photo shoot, just to really bring that out in him. So is there a chance that we could get you to recreate your old Live Clothing photo shoot?
Yeah, maybe we could next week, you think, when I'm back in town. That'll give me something to look forward to.
I'll do it with you. If it gets you across the line, just to make it a little bit more comfortable, I'll do it with you.
Yeah, yeah.
You legend.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Legit.
We're doing that.
We'll do it.
That's so good.
You sound
embarrassing.
Pumped. You sound absolutely pumped.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
Yeah, but
I may
he's
not
one
come
of us
back.
Now.
I may not come back.
Okay, so when Ben Cousins is back in town, Beck, if she's still listening, we are going to recreate the topless photo.
She's
going
to have to send us a picture. Have she got it still?
We'll still got it. We'll find it.
We'll track it down. Okay.
Hey, let's get to it. All morning, people have been hitting us going, what's this huge announcement you have to make with Ben Cousins? What is going on, Kimber?
Well, we've sort of decided, you know, that Ben, you've been on Dancing with the Stars. We're waiting for that to all kick off. And we thought we'd come up with this idea that we put Ben Cousins up against the general public in a dance-off.
Bring it on.
Right. We're thinking that we'd like, could we just get you in a ballroom to do it? Probably not. We need something that actually defines who's doing the best type of dancing.
Okay. Yeah, 100%. So we are going straight to a time zone, and we're going to go and find one of those Dance Revolution machines.
Yes.
And it's going to be all like this.
Wow. No talk, no
back walk. The lights go down and dark. Dance
off. I love it.
Now, other than the fun of just going and doing a dance off with Ben Cousins, you're thinking, why would I dance off with Ben Cousins?
Yeah. And where's the carrot?
Oh, mate, the carrot. This is bigger than a carrot.
Yeah, okay.
If someone beats you in a dance off, Ben, we are offering return flights for two people.
What?
With the West Coast Eagles. So you'll be traveling with the West Coast Eagles from Perth to Adelaide.
On the private plane.
Yeah, mate.
Right?
Wow.
We're going to
give you accommodation, tickets to round 11, West Coast Eagles versus Adelaide at Adelaide Oval.
So good.
And you participate in an on-ground player guard of honour.
As the blokes are running out, you're there.
You're on,
hands slapping and all that sort of stuff.
I mean,
your feet feel the grass.
Can you believe that, Ben? How sought after would this be? We're talking about flying to Adelaide with the Eagles as their VIP guest for the weekend.
Oh, it is so good. I have actually once been lucky enough to fly. I didn't fly over, but I flew back with the team. So that was pretty cool.
You mean like when you played with the team?
You know, this is in the last few years. It was last year that I got a flight back. So I missed my flight and somehow I landed on my feet and got a I hitched a ride back with the team. So that was cool. So yeah, whoever is lucky enough to win that, I'm sure they'll love it. It's be a special way to go over and watch your team.
It's massive.
Now, look, we know, you know, you've got
and
a huge...
any excuse to get out and do a bit of dancing, you know. I'm just trying to squeeze it into every area of my life now, you know.
Well, here's the thing.
Walking down the street, there's a skip sometimes or, now we're in time zone.
So Dancing with the Stars, right, we know that there's a lot going to go on there and we're going to see it on the screens of Seven yeah. very, very soon. But have you ever jumped on one of these... Dance Revolution games?
I might have done the second half of when my daughter tried it a couple of times. But, yeah, I think my memory is that it's hard. So I'm going to have to – I'm not opposed to going down to put a bit of time into this machine before it starts.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm in Melbourne. I'm in touch with my dance partner, Siobhan. So that'll definitely – I'll see any thoughts she's got about how I can approach it.
Well, I mean, I love that you're going to make it hard for people because it's an amazing prize. Well, I mean, the person with the highest dance score is going to win the entire trip. Return flights for two with the West Coast Eagles travelling from Perth to Adelaide. Accommodation, tickets to round 11, West Coast Eagles versus Adelaide at Adelaide Oval. And being an on-ground player, guard of honour, being part of that.
This is one of those things where, like, even if you won a heap of money, you couldn't buy an experience like this.
No.
Like, you have to be in with the club to get something like this, all right? Now, how do we do it? Register, mix.com.au. It's as simple as that. Go and find the dance off with Ben Cousins at mix.com.au. Register your details and we will get it happening. Well, and a big thanks to the Cowtex Go app. Download it today and earn Cowtex reward points on every litre. Yeah, mate.
I am a proud dancer, mate, so I don't intend to lie down for anyone.
No,
right?
good on you. Go and start practicing.
Yeah.
Cheers, Benny. We look forward to seeing you soon.
So good, yes. And bring on the derby, mate.
Mate,
the best team win.
My boy.
At least we're going in with a bit of form now.
Off the back of your win against the Tigers last year, you flogged the Tigers.
Timing couldn't be better.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game this weekend.
Yeah.
All right, Benny, we'll see you on the front bar tonight on 7 as well, all right?
Thank you. See you, guys.
Shall we just go over to the US? You want to come to Coachella?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Coachella.
Okay.
Go and see No Doubt. While we're there, just give me a little bit of Just a Girl. Thank you very much. Yeah. Apparently, this renaissance was amazing.
Oh, I'm sure she's a fantastic performer.
Blur played.
Yeah.
Bit of Song 2 for you.
They haven't played together for a while, I think.
Lana Del Rey played. Doja Cat, Bebe Rexha is going to play. Ice Spice, you must be excited for Ice Spice.
Awesome lineup.
Yeah, really amazing lineup. Do you think it's worth about $1,000 worth of tickets? Well, $1,000 for the ticket for the full experience or what?
Look, I'm going to say yes.
Oh, yeah?
Because, I mean, how many bands are playing at Coachella?
Oh, there's
a lot.
It's a lot. There's a lot.
And you're getting big name bands as well. And it's Coachella. It's sort of like I would spend money for Coachella, Glastonbury. Like, you know, the big gigs. I think they're probably warranted.
Would you have spent money for Splendor in the Grass?
Yeah, I thought Splendor was a good lineup, actually.
Yeah, until it got cancelled.
Yeah.
Kylie was meant to headline Splendor in the Grass.
But it's all the other expenses that go with it. The ticket price is one thing, but then you've got accommodation, you've got flights.
Let me tell you about food.
Oh.
Okay. Let me tell you about the food at Coachella at the moment. Stumbled upon this on TikTok yesterday about someone talking about their juice and breakfast burritos. Now, keep in mind, this is US prices.
It's weekend one of Coachella, and I just spent $64 on this really good juice and two breakfast burritos. Capitalism is crazy, and I'm a part of the problem.
$64.
It's 99.9 Australian dollars.
That is correct.
$100 for two burritos and a juice.
No Doubt still looking pretty good when you've got a $100 pair of burritos in your hand, or what? Come on, let's be honest.
No, and you know, when I remember
it's
going
not.
To the big day out when I was about 15, one of the first big day outs I went to, and my friend and I were like, oh, we probably can't afford the food or anything there. We took baby food in our backpacks, thinking that would get us through the day.
You see, baby food?
It's disgusting. I don't know how you raise anything on that.
No, mate, no.
We didn't need it.
Formula? Was formula in the other backpack or what? It's pretty wild. I thought we'll play a little game here. All right. It's just a fun little game of let's go shopping. at Coachella food prices. I'm going to throw some different foods at you. You can tell me what you think you're paying for them at Coachella.
I'm excited because also you've saved money on clothes. Most of them aren't wearing much. It's just a whole festival of cutouts.
Gee, thanks, Mum.
Cutouts and cowboy boots.
Okay, Mum. How about a fried chicken sandwich?
Fried chicken sandwich.
Fried chicken. Yeah, I can have a fried chicken sandwich. You've gone up to the counter.
Are we going in American dollars here?
Yes. Give me American dollars.
America's, if it was $64 for the brew. Okay, let's say $28.
American?
Yeah. Well, because it was $64 for two burritos and a juice.
They saw you coming from a mile away. $17, which I thought was quite exorbitant. It's about $30 Australian, thereabouts. Yeah, which is still quite, true. It's quite a lot. All right, what about a, you're there with your mate, and your mate doesn't feel like a fried chicken sandwich. Your mate likes pizza. Mm-hmm. What would you pay for a slice of pizza? You've got to wait 30 minutes, but what would you pay for a slice of pizza?
A slice, that's a tough one. I think $20.
$11.
Oh, that seems. See, this seems like a bargain now.
Yeah,
because I'm expecting to pay more. Like, I paid $20 for a pizza at Blues and Roots Festival.
$20.
$20
for a pizza.
This big pizza. How big is this big?
For those of
how
you,
big is this much big?
For those of you that are playing along at home that can't see Kimber's hands
is that like
at the moment,
a bread and butter plate.
Yeah, I'd say it's about a bread and butter plate.
So, I don't know. This isn't shocking me so far.
Okay, what about a grilled cheese sandwich?
Oh, $8.
$16.
If I had a choice, that's what I'd be getting.
What would you pay for a hot coffee?
Oh, $6.
$10. What would you pay for a cold coffee?
Why cold coffee?
Yeah, because the cold coffee's a different price.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I guess it's less because it's been sitting out for longer.
Well, go on. Have a go.
$6.
$12.
Why? Because they have to add ice.
Because they're stupid.
Because they have to add ice.
This is ridiculous. Because they have to add ice.
Yeah.
Just put it in the fridge. So imagine that. It's like you paid for a cold coffee just to go all the way to the US, sling $1,000 for a ticket to see a band called Jockstrap. Fantastic, Coachella.
Pete and Kimber's Yay or Nay.
Hello, Ravi.
Morning.
Hey.
If yay, nay, you've got three topics for you, and you just got to simply say yay or nay. You got it?
Yep.
Good? Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's go. Foods labelled as organic are just cash grabs.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Oh.
Yeah, yay. At this particular point in time. But they will get cheaper.
It's nay, but I feel like lots of our food should be organic. Like, it's a shame we have to mention that it's organic.
But I mean, like the bananas with the that look like, you know what?
What bananas? What are you talking about?
With the red wax on them?
Yeah, those ones. That's you know, there's a conspiracy about that.
What?
That they're actually not organic, and they use the red wax to fix splits in the bananas before they make it to the actual retail store.
I mean, great, because it stops them going brown.
And they all taste the same.
There you go. Oh, no, I disagree with that. They do not all taste the same. Organic tastes way better. Way, way better. But that's if you can afford it. I can tell you now, I can't afford that stuff.
Mm. Yeah, whatever. Second one, you shouldn't be playing video games as an adult.
3, 2, 1.
Nay. I don't like it when they include, like, you shouldn't or you should, or because then I don't know whether the answer is yes or no.
Like,
you shouldn't,
what's your opinion?
Play them as an adult. Nay.
You shouldn't play them as an adult.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
Is it just my brain that won't function?
Hang on a sec. You shouldn't play them as an adult is a yay for you if you, because you're disliking video games as an adult,
Who
right?
Who says that?
Are you?
No.
Or are you fine with it?
And that's why I'm saying it's a bad question. Because no, I'm fine. Adults, you do you, boo. You do whatever you like. You want to play video games? Knock yourself out.
Wow, you're very
But you made me say nay, and now you think I'm negative.
I didn't make you say nay.
Oh, my God.
He made you say nay with the way that he said
that
question.
Not the intention.
What Kimber said.
Yes, yeah, so you don't even know.
This is meant to be a joke because Pete loves video games.
I love video games. I was just playing Helldivers 2 just yesterday. It was amazing.
I thought you were going to say you were just doing it now. I was like, could you do our show?
I could do it now.
God.
No, I was watching wrestling now.
Oh, God. Move on. And the last one. Flushing with the toilet lid open.
3, 2, 1.
Nay.
Oh, so you guys know about this.
The mushroom cloud?
Yeah.
Everyone knows about the mushroom cloud.
Yeah.
And particularly since when they started making all the houses with toilets inside bathrooms, because you can't leave your toothbrush out.
Oh, that's so true.
Oh, yeah. Well, I learned the hard way over the weekend that's all my life I've been flushing the toilet lid open.
Mm. Never really?
Dealt with it.
I'm very interested to hear how there is a hard way to learn this, this fact. What is it? Did you get splashback or something? Did you have your head in the toilet?
Say I got hit in the mouth with my lips.
What?
I'm not joking.
I look forward to gastro going through the office this week.
I just flushed and I went.
The HBF Run for a Reason. It's helped raise more than $11 million over 11 years for over 200 charities. It makes such a difference. If you are running or asking, what's your reason? You've got a reason, Kimber.
Yeah, my reason is I'm the ambassador for a children's charity for disadvantaged and at-risk kids. And so, you know, I want to do my best for them as well and just to get the word out about Edmund Rice Camps for Kids WA. But everyone has a different reason. And we've got Kate with us from the Hero Hunter Foundation. Now, Kate, you've got quite a tragic story because this is about your son, your late son, Hunter.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm running for my beautiful eldest son, Hunter, who passed away from leukemia in September of 2021. So 2.5 years ago now, we haven't had our beautiful boy.
And he was eight.
He was eight.
Years old.
He fought for just over 5 years.
It sounds dreadful to think of that. An eight-year-old, you know, having to deal with that anyway, but spending so long, I guess, in and out of hospital and treatments over a five-year period, it would have been really devastating on your family.
Yeah, it was really tough. We lived in and out of hospital. We had to relocate to Melbourne for some of his treatment. Oh. We spent, on average, 6 months living on the oncology ward at Perth Children's Hospital. Wow. It was a lot and it went for a very long time and it really interrupted our family.
Tell us a bit about Hunter. What was he like during that journey?
Oh, he was amazing. Honestly, the kid has got so much resilience.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made the best of every situation. And when he was well, he was so well. He just lived life to the maximum.
It's funny, like when they're even going through the most difficult times of their lives, how much they still seem to bring joy to everybody else and still big everybody up.
Yeah, absolutely. He is completely my hero. He really showed us what life's really about.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was dealt a really, really, really tough card. But he made the most of those 8 years, that's for sure.
Life, it's moments like that where you just look at life and say it's not fair.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey,
looking at this gorgeous boy of yours in his Iron Man suit.
Oh.
You know, and
dressing up as a superhero, that one.
And I, you know, like it makes my kids, like you have conversations as parents, like you don't know what you'd ever do if you ever lost one of your own. You'd never be the same again. How are you guys going?
We are, as you would expect, terrible, absolutely terrible. But this is the life we've been given. We can't change that. So what we're going to do is make it better for the other kids, which is what we do through our foundation.
Yeah. Now, and other kids who are dealing with sickness, but also your own, you've got other children, Hunter's siblings. And so, Hunter's little brother going to be running in this year as well.
Yes, he will be in his bright green cape and his little sister will be in the pram dressed up in her green little tutu as she always does.
What was their connection to Hunter? As Hunter was going through all of this, how did they go? How are they?
Zach probably struggled the most. He's he's 2 years younger than Hunter. Hunter was his best friend. They did everything together. He completely idolized him. So losing that was like losing a part of him.
Yeah.
And he kind of went from being the youngest baby in the family to then my daughter being born and having to figure out a way as being the middle child and then going on to becoming the eldest living sibling. Mm-hmm. So he really struggled.
And for you starting the Hero Hunter Foundation, like, has that been part of your grieving process? That's been part of helping other families and feeling like Hunter's legacy is still making great change?
Yeah. So I channeled all my grief into Hunter's foundation in the beginning. It was my way. I get to hug my living children every single day and I get to honour Hunter through his charity.
Yeah.
So it's like me giving him he's part of my love. Yeah.
And it's one of those things where you go, a wonderful idea and a wonderful thing to help others. We hope that eventually we don't need those foundations. We hope that, that being part of these charities and raising this money obviously eradicates the different leukemias and cancers and all the terrible things that make kids sick, which they just don't deserve. I mean, no one does, but, you know, in time we hope that makes a change. So we're really glad that you're doing the run. We hope to see you there on the day.
Yeah, well, you won't miss us. There's about 30 of us in big bright green capes doing all of the different levels. We got some doing the half marathon, some doing the 12 and some doing the 4. So,
oh, perfect. Yeah,
you won't miss us on the
half
day.
Marathon. That'd be Zach, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
He's doing a half marathon.
Zach does the 4Ks, but I reckon he runs half marathon around me.
Right. Yeah,
he probably does
imagine.
That on the daily.
Absolutely. One mode.
The Hero Hunter Foundation online, if you search that, is there links that people can donate to it and all of that sort of stuff?
So if you go to the grassroots page or to Run for a Reason, you can choose a charity and donate straight through there to Hero Hunter Foundation. And you can search us online at www.herohunter.org. And we've got a link straight through to our Run for a Reason on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Kate, we're so sorry for your loss, but thank you for talking about this, for starting the foundation, for helping other families that we know are going through a terrible struggle. And we hope that it makes some change.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Kate.
Pete and Kimber.
Now, we've got the full chat on the podcast. We spoke to a content creator, an OnlyFans creator, by the name of Ellie Baker. And Ellie revealed to us that her dad has been subscribing to her OnlyFans content.
I was suspicious. I didn't trust her because I thought she was just trying to get some more subscribers.
Yeah, and maybe. But by the end of the interview, I reckon she'd won you over. By
she's quite charming,
of it,
isn't
she? Very, very charming. Take a little listen to this.
He was upset that I had been doing OnlyFans and just decided to cut me out of his life. And yeah, that was that. We don't speak. He just pretty much told me how he felt about me. He said some really horrible things. And it was like he was describing context out of my videos. And the only way that he could know that if he had watched them himself.
Ew.
Yeah, right? Like it's...
Or at the very least, he's had like a friend go through and watch everything and then go tell me all the gory details.
I don't know. By the sounds of the way that she explains everything in the podcast, which is what like must listen stuff, it's insane. The way she recounts the conversations she had with him and the detail is just amazing. But the way she explains it in the podcast sounds like it's a first-hand account for him.
Ew.
You know, like, and he's the one paying his $15 to get through the gate.
Yeah.
But that's a secret. What did you find out about your family? I mean, clearly he's found out. The rest of the family's found out that they've got an OnlyFans creator.
And she's found out her dad's a perv.
A sicko.
What are you expecting here? Can I be honest?
What do you mean? What am I expecting here?
Who do you think is going to call up and go, I've got a secret in my family. This is what I've learned about them.
Well, hopefully like someone. I know it's a tough one. Don't get me wrong. These things aren't the easiest things to spill for the average person. But people are sitting on secrets. Everybody's got their skeletons in the closet. And if it's come out already.
Yeah, we get them to apply for Secret Lives of Perth.
Sometimes I want to take us out of that umbrella.
I don't know. I just don't know whether there's many secrets. What kind of people are you? What kind of things are you expecting for people to call up about? Well, like, have you got a secret in your family? What is a secret that you have found out about someone in your family?
Okay, well.
Oh, you've got one.
Yeah, I got one. So generationally, according to my aunt, like our family, our entire line here in Australia is descended from a baron who got kicked out of the family for adultery. Because he was cheating.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that is the story.
Oh, come on.
Oh, it's boring.
That's not boring.
I don't care that you come from a baron.
There's juice in that.
No one cares.
No, it's not the fact that he's a baron.
Someone rings up and says
he got kicked out of the family because he was cheating. That's a big... I could have been rich. I could have been rich as hell.
No. All right.
Maddie in Bayswater. Hello, Maddie.
Yep.
What'd you find out about your family?
Helped Ned Kelly escape on horseback.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Aye.
Okay, but now I need details because my parents also tell me that I'm somehow related to Tim Cahill and the lineage is so loose, it's ridiculous.
The soccer player?
Yeah. So tell me how your family know they helped Ned Kelly.
Okay, so I recently just found out that my great-great-great-grandfather helped Meg Kelly escape. So what he was partners with Meg Kelly, and he actually put the horseshoes on the horse backwards so that the police couldn't tell which way Meg Kelly actually went.
Oh!
Wow, that's wicked.
Okay, that's pretty great. Who told you the story? How have you found out? Has this been passed down through your family?
Yeah, it has for generations, actually. So my grandfather's father, my grandfather, then up to my dad, and my dad told us.
Oh, all right. Now, that's pretty good, Maddie. You escaped the shovel today.
All right. Jeff in Edgewater with something that you only found out last year. What did you find out about your family, mate?
An auntie actually found out she was my half-sister.
Okay, hang on. So your auntie, you found out that that's your half.
So related to your mum or dad?
My mum, she was given up at birth for adoption, and my mum's parents adopted her.
Oh man, I'm so confused. Okay, hang on a sec. So your auntie is your half sister.
Yep.
So how is she?
I can't even. Can you hear my brain ticking? I'm sorry. Is that coming through the mic?
Wait, I've got this. Hang on.
I think
there we go. Let's try and figure this out. So your people are pulling over on the side of the road on the Mitchell Freeway as we speak to try and figure this out. So your auntie,
so your mum's sister,
is also your half sister.
Yeah, because she was only ever brought up as being an auntie. As kids, we were told she was an auntie.
But she's actually your half-sister.
But she's actually my half-sister.
Yeah.
My
mum still doesn't answer the question.
Because she was obviously, like, if you think of her as, like, she was the firstborn, she's the eldest, and then they've gone on to have other kids, but they told the kids, hey, the eldest sister is actually, they told her that it was the auntie.
Yeah.
Because she was from, I guess, a relationship before Jeff's parents.
Is this a shovel? I don't know if this is a shovel. I'm not quite... Is this a shovel?
Jeff, if you sneak off really quickly, you won't get shoveled.
He's already gone. How's that? He's just come in. He's given us that confusing whatever just happened, and then he's just smoke bombed. He's just phantomed out of here.
The Foundation Series from Endeavour Homes is the affordable alternative with premium inclusions. Endeavour Homes, builders of quality.